the very best in 2015, and join all the others here at WGFF in wishing you happy listening, and have a safe and festive holiday season, and a very happy new year.
Yes, happy holidays from WJFF. My name is Kathy Geary, and I want to personally wish you a Merry Christmas, a happy holiday, a happy new year. You know, one of the things about the season is the music and all of the special performances that happen around this time of year. Well, I was personally so excited to be involved in a concert that WJFF produced with Tasa Ferroni on December the 21st. We had the very first Messiah sing-in, Messiah community sing-in. It was on Sunday afternoon out at SUNY Sullivan in Loch Sheldrake. And we had such an amazing energy in the audience. So many of you turned up to sing Handel's Messiah. I was fortunate to be one of the soloists. I got to sing some of the most challenging and exciting music I've ever encountered written by Handel. And then the audience was the chorus, and the Hallelujah chorus brought the house down. We sang it twice. Our conductor was Ron DeFazzi, and we had a full string orchestra. Now, as a gift to you from WJFF, that recording is available on the homepage of wjffradio.org. There's an entire recording. It's over an hour long of the entire Handel's Messiah with the choral parts sung by you, our listening audience. Also, you know, we recently put on a holiday cabaret over at the Cooperage. There's a recording of that program. And there's also a radio drama recording available on the WJFF website. And it's a radio production of It's a Wonderful Life, which was produced by the Sullivan County Dramatic Workshop and recorded at their the museum in Hurleyville. So you can enjoy music and all kinds of performances. Just visit us at our website, wjffradio.org, and happy holidays to you and all of yours. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. But first, a little bit of weather. It's currently 45 degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville, New York. The forecast for tonight is partly cloudy with a chance of rain showers in the evening and then freezing rain after midnight. So stay home after midnight. It's going down to the mid-30s. A chance of rain tonight or snow, freezing rain, is 50%. The forecast for tomorrow is for more clouds and more rain showers and maybe freezing rain in the morning. Snow showers possibly tomorrow afternoon. Highs going up into the mid-40s, a chance of rain or snow, 50%. And tomorrow night, those clouds just keep hanging around with a chance of rain and snow showers tomorrow night. Lows in the upper 20s, a chance of snow or rain is at 40%. Stay tuned. Now and Then comes right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Happy holidays. Today is a special program to celebrate the Beatles. So WJFF has a special event coming up. We've got 10 hours of Beatles music coming your way New Year's Eve from 7 p.m. all night long till 5 a.m. on New Year's Day. That's 10 hours of Beatles music. And, you know, considering the amount of music recorded by them and, you know, is 10 hours really enough to cover it? Well, today's program on Now and Then is a little warm up for the Beatles' New Year. I thought that I would play some of my favorite Beatles music today. And of course, you know, we all had our favorites, John, Paul, George, and Ringo. I just did a program on George Harrison right after Thanksgiving. You know, but John Lennon has always had my heart. Oh, the minute I saw him. You know, like so many musicians, he started playing in a band when he was in high school. He was born in Liverpool, London, in 1940, and he went to Quarry Bank High School, right? And so what was the name of his first band? It was the Quarrymen, after his high school. And that's the late 50s. You know, his mom taught him how to play banjo and ukulele. And by the time 1960 comes around, Paul and George and Stu Sutcliffe are all playing together and rehearsing and starting to play gigs. By 1963, they're playing live. Ringo Starr joins the band, and they're live on BBC Radio, and they're taking over England. And then they became an explosion of excitement and energy, and they toured the United States in 1964. Aha, to be alive during those years and to be young and under the sway of the magic of the music that those men wrote was really an amazing experience. So I want to start the program today with a recording that they made in August of 1965. 1964, you know, they make a black and white movie, A Hard Day's Night. And surely enough, you know, they have to make a second movie. So their second movie is called Help, and it's filmed in color. And John Lennon writes a song, You've Got to Hide Your Love Away, for the music, for the soundtrack of Help. And up until that time, the Beatles, you know, four-piece rock and roll band, they're playing electric guitars. It's just the four of them, you know. And the thing that's really beautiful about this song is John Lennon plays the acoustic guitar for the first time in one of the Beatles recordings. And there's also a flute involved in this recording. Oh, I do love this song. And the other thing that the Beatles did every year at Christmas is they would record special recordings, interviews, jokes, and stories, and greetings to their fans. And every year at Christmas, they would release these recordings. So first, we're going to hear the studio version of You've Got to Hide Your Love Away. And then we're going to hear the Beatles Christmas Fan Club recording from that same year, 1965. The Beatles.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. To hide your love away. How can I even try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way. Gather round, all you clowns, let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. Thank you.
world seems so far away. Now it looks as though we're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Don't forget, Christmas is coming. Oh, that reminds me. Let's do a Christmas record.
Let's do a Christmas record.
Yeah, what should we say?
That's a good idea.
Ad-lib. We've got to thank everyone. Remember to thank.
Yeah, thank
you. You can't ad-lib too much because,
oh,
you know, you miss.
Start,
well, thank you, Johnny. It's been nice to know you.
Got to thank everyone for all the presents this year.
Yes.
And all for buying the records.
Yeah, especially the chewed up pieces of chewing gum and the playing cards made out of knickers.
On behalf of John and I, George speaking, I'd like to thank you for all the Christmas cards and presents and birthday cards and presents and everything, too, as well.
On behalf of George and I, I'd just like to thank you all for the Christmas present and all the rest of it.
Thank you. Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
I see you haven't shaved again.
Well, Ringo, what have we done this year?
We've done a lot of things this year, Paul.
Yes.
Well, we've been away.
Yes.
And like last year.
We've come back all right.
Aye, we've had a lot of presents sent to us for our birthdays and Christmases.
We'd like to thank you. Thank you,
thank you for the presents and the cards.
Thank you for the presents.
Happy Christmas to you listeners, where in you can do. We belong to everybody, don't you think you knew? Oh, we tether the Jack McGregor upon his bunny hoe. Hack your bunny Christmas with a pound of Irish stew.
Thank you, John.
Down in Virginia with the old black dog, we got some, we got some. Down in Virginia with the old black dog, we got some, we got some.
Good old acquaintance, people got a never brought you line.
For the sake of old lang syne, my dear, for the sake of old lang syne. One upon the two or three.
Well, for the sake of old lang syne, that reminds me, Ringo.
Yes.
Last year,
you was here.
We was here, around the same old mic, down in the studio.
Same old guitar, same old faces.
It's the same old song, but a different meaning.
Since copyright, Johnny.
Copyright, can't say that.
Hey, all right, what are we going to do? What's out of copyright?
How about we'll get the lilacs in an old brown shoe?
Yes, that's out of copyright.
But,
let's play a request for all the boys in B-A-O-R-E.
Yeah, all right.
What should we play for them? Because they're some, we got some fans in the forces.
Well,
know?
Here in Munich, it's not quite as fine as it is in London.
Well, Kenneth, the weather's raining here.
Bad.
It's not very good.
Oh, it's not bad over here, but some, you know, we've had a bit of rain and all that.
Yeah. Stay tuned in. It's five-way link-up.
If you've enjoyed this program, tune to 29314567 megacycles. If you can't find that, drop it.
Chica, be a queen, be a forgot. Brought to hand China down in Vietnam and
China
heavens too. And look at all those
rivers,
bodies,
Jordan
China.
Floating in the river Jordan.
Well, that looks as though it's about it for this year.
Well, that should cover Israel.
We certainly tried our best to
please everybody.
Please everybody. If we haven't done what we could have done, we've tried.
And if you haven't got yours, send fourpence in and get a free one.
Oh my God, the Beatles fan club Christmas recording from 1965. John Lennon, oh my God, when he starts to free associate and just ad-lib lyrics, you kind of get a sense of how he wrote his songs. It just came, the words just came out of him. All right, so every year they did a fan club recording. We're going to hear 1966. That was also the year that they did so many, they released music so frequently, every few months. One of the things that was always interesting is that they never would include singles on an album. The singles were always released separately from the album tracks. And there's so much documentation and history about every step of the way, every recording session, how things went down. There's also an incredible book which has the entire score, and I mean written like an orchestral score for every single Beatles song recorded. If there's a bass line, if there's an oboe line, if there's a tambourine part, it's in this book. It's fascinating how many people they inspired and how legendary the body of music they wrote. But, you know, it's also a very personal thing. Once I learned a Beatles song, I never forget it. I just have to hear a couple words and I can hear the whole thing in my mind. And I'm not the only one. There's a song that John Lennon also writes and sings, one of my favorites, I'm Only Sleeping. And apparently that was his MO for several years. When he wasn't on tour and really busy, he would spend a lot of time laying around sleeping and eating and writing songs. And he didn't like to be woken up, and he wrote a song about I'm Only Sleeping. This was actually supposed to be included on the Revolver album, and it was released on Revolver in England, but in the United States, the album was called Yesterday and Today. So from 1966, here's John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. I'm Only Sleeping, and then after that, we'll hear their 1966 fan club recording. The Beatles.
When I wake up early in the morning, lift my head, I'm still yawning. When I'm in the middle of a dream, stay in bed, float upstream. Please don't wake me, no, don't shake me.
Yeah. our story opens in Corsica. On the veranda is a bearded man in glasses conducting a small choir.
Meanwhile, high in the Swiss Alps, two elderly Scotchmen munch on a rare cheese.
Wonderful stuff, this, Agnes.
Aye, it's wonderful stuff.
I'm standing in the entrance to the main tent. Immediately behind me, the festivities have already begun.
Tell me, are you enjoying the wine?
I am indeed, Your Highness. Hey, fares well with me.
I am, sir. Oh,
there you are. Very, very good. Well,
the king seems to be enjoying himself tonight.
He and I have not seen him on such good form since the October festival.
Oh, yes. Chaos. Beatles type of creative chaos from their fan club recording for Christmas in 1966. That's the Beatles' annual Christmas recordings. And right before that, we heard I'm Only Sleeping, one of John Lennon's songs. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. And today's program, we're getting warmed up for the Beatles special coming up here on WJFF on New Year's. New Year's Eve starting at 7 p.m. WJFF is going to dive deep into the hearts of the Beatles catalog. And for 10 hours until 5 a.m. on New Year's Day, you'll be hearing Beatles songs coming out of your radio. And, you know, I said earlier, you hear a Beatles song, and once it gets into your mind, it's like so memorable. I can just pick a song, and I can hear the guitar parts and the drums, and I'm not the only one. So many people have been inspired, but there was one particular performance featuring Beatles music that I was only recently introduced to. A good friend of mine here at the radio, our program director, Jason Dole. What a cool guy. Jason Dole said, "Hey, Kath, have you ever heard the Concert for George?" So I just listened to it for the first time, and after George Harrison passed away, 1 year later to the day, his closest friends, his son, his wife, Ringo and Paul and Eric Clapton and Jim Capaldi, they got together and they did a spectacular memorial concert celebrating George's life, his humor, and his great songwriting abilities. And some of the most amazing performances in that concert were by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty was a good friend of George's. They had formed a band, the Traveling Wilburys, and Tom Petty, George Harrison were both members of that band. So it's just fascinating to hear these people that knew George and were close to him do these covers, and they do the entire arrangement that the Beatles recorded under the production of George Martin. So we're going to hear three songs that were performed on the Concert for George on November the 29th in 2002. We're going to hear a song right from the same album. We just heard I'm Only Sleeping from 66, which was released in the United States on an album called Yesterday and Today. From that very same album, George Harrison's song, If I Needed Someone, is performed by Eric Clapton. And then after that, and that was from 66, that same year Revolver was released, and George Harrison wrote a song called Taxman. We'll be hearing Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers performing George Harrison's Taxman. And at the same time, right in that same time frame in 1965, the Beatles' movie Help, which we heard a song from at the top of the program. We're going to be hearing Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers covering George Harrison's I Need You. Three songs from the Concert for George.
If I needed someone to love, you're the one that I've been thinking of. If I needed someone, if I had some more time to spend, then I guess I'd be with you, my friend. If I needed someone, some other day, and it might not have
that's when it hurt me. And feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. When it hurt me, and feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you.
Yeah, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So that was from the Concert for George, a live performance at the Royal Albert Hall in honor of George Harrison from 2002. And, you know, the Beatles, let's face it, I've heard a lot of cover bands, and it's okay, you know, it's nothing like the originals. And normally I don't particularly like to hear, covers where they're trying to just do the exact arrangement that the Beatles did. But there was something about these performances on this concert. Tom Petty was a colleague of George's, and Eric Clapton and George shared more in this world than just music. They were very close. And there's something very special about those interpretations of the Beatles songs. Somehow the songs, it highlights how strong they are. All right, so we started that set with If I Needed Someone, Eric Clapton, and that was from 1966. Taxman was from Revolver in 1966. And the following year, the Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a legendary album. And it's interesting, you know, when you look behind the scenes, when you're creating something, you don't know what it's going to turn out like. You start and you don't know what it is. And it's hard to imagine being in that place with the Beatles songs and the Beatles music. I mean, we know it so well now. But as it was being created and conceived of, it was a pretty mysterious process, it seems to me. The very first music that was recorded, which was intended to be included in the 1967 release of Sgt. Pepper's, was a song by John Lennon called Strawberry Fields. Well, it was not included on Sgt. Pepper's. It was released as a single. And it deals with his memories. Strawberry Fields was a place he used to play when he was a young man in Liverpool. And now in Central Park, there's a special Strawberry Fields garden with a beautiful Imagine mosaic in the sidewalk. So let's listen to John Lennon's Strawberry Fields Forever.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone. but it all works out. It doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. No one I think is in my tree. I mean, it must be high or low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. That is, I think it's not too bad. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Always know, sometimes think it's me, but you know I know when it's a dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong. That is, I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever.
What does it mean? What does it all mean? You know, the Beatles lyrics. Yeah, the Beatles songs. And the way that John Lennon could put words together. And there's so many ways you can look at them. And what do they mean? And there's such incredible lyrical poetry. Well, Strawberry Fields is one of those songs, a signature song, where you take the most personal thing that you can think of saying that no one would ever understand but you. And it's the most universal thing that you can write. That's how it seems to work. When John first wrote the lyrics for Strawberry Fields, it was in 1966, and he had left the Beatles to do a role in a movie, How I Won the War, in Spain. And he wrote one verse to start the song. And the lyrics went, there's no one on my wavelength. I mean, it's either too high or too low. That is, you can't, you know, tune in, but it's all right. I mean, it's not too bad. So what did he mean by that? That was the first lyrics. And he obscured those lyrics a little bit to kind of hide what their meaning is. But in an interview in 1980, here's what John said he meant by that. Here's the quote. I was different all my life. The second verse goes, no one I think is in my tree. Well, I was too shy and self-doubting. And nobody seems to be as hip as me, is what I was saying. Therefore, I must be crazy or a genius. I mean, it must be high or low. Also, Aunt Mimi used to tell him that he better not play in the grounds of Strawberry Fields because he's going to get hung for it. And Lennon says they can't hang you for it. So that's what it means, you know, nothing to get hung about. Fascinating stuff. That was 1967. And they released Sgt. Pepper's to much acclaim. The production work of George Martin was just astounding. It's just remarkable. And when you hear some of the tracks prior to the production work that George Martin does, you start to understand his influence on their musical direction right from the very beginning. They finished Sgt. Pepper's. They had finished Sgt. Pepper's. And then the next project was a movie called The Magical Mystery Tour. And so they recorded a soundtrack for that movie. And one of the songs for the Magical Mystery Tour soundtrack is a song called I Am the Walrus. Now, we're talking about Beatles lyrics here. And the deal is, everybody was talking about, what do the Beatles lyrics mean? I mean, they couldn't release a song without everybody speculating. What does it mean? What does it mean? So in September of 1967, the Beatles got a lot of fan mail. Well, John Lennon got a letter from a kid who was attending his old high school, Quarry Bank High School. And this kid tells John that his English teacher is making them analyze Beatle lyrics in school. And so John Lennon actually answers that letter. It got auctioned off at Christie's, of course, for lots of money. And he was really surprised and amused that the teacher was, you know, putting in all this effort to, you know, analyze the Beatles' lyrics. And so he decided to write the most confusing lyrics that he possibly could. And that was the song, I Am the Walrus. Well, you know, I didn't realize it for years, and I recently discovered that the walrus refers to a character in a Lewis Carroll poem from the Lewis Carroll book Through the Looking Glass. The poem is called The Walrus and the Carpenter. And John found out that the walrus was the bad guy and the carpenter was the good guy. And here's a quote from John. He said, quote, "It never dawned on me that Lewis Carroll was commenting on the capitalist system. I never went into that bit about what he really meant, like people are doing with the Beatles work. Later, I went back and looked at it, and I realized that the walrus was the bad guy in the story, and the carpenter was the good guy, and I thought, I picked the wrong guy. I should have said, I am the carpenter, but that wouldn't have been the same, would it?" Anyway, so how do you write a song like that? Well, apparently he had three different ideas, and he couldn't, you know, develop an entire song around each of these ideas. So we ended up just putting all three of these ideas into one song. So he's at home in Weybridge. He and Cynthia are at home, and he hears a police siren in the distance, and that's where he gets the words and the music. Mr. City Policeman, you know, and that's the rhythm and the melody of the siren. Then there's another little bit about him sitting out in his garden. And then there's a third bit about sitting on a cornflake. So he puts all those together and does the walrus. And the final little bit of inspiration comes from an old grammar school friend of his, Pete Shotten. And apparently, John asked Pete, you know, do you remember that nursery rhyme, the playground nursery rhyme that they sang as kids? And the nursery rhyme goes, yellow matter custard, green slop pie, all mixed together with a dead dog's eye. So those are the sources for the I Am the Walrus. And then there's just one more little mystery. What's up with the Eggman? You know, the Eggman. Who? What is the Eggman? What is all that about? Well, you've probably heard of the Animals and Eric Burdon. Eric Burdon is still kicking it. What an amazing singer. But Eric Burdon claims to be the Eggman that John is talking about. And so here's the deal. John was with him one time, and Eric Burdon has this thing where he would like to, he had a fondness for breaking eggs over naked women's bodies. So that was, you know, a strange little thing. And he did that once in front of John Lennon, and John shouts out, go on, go get it, Eggman. So we're going to be listening to I Am the Walrus from the Magical Mystery Tour soundtrack. I mentioned, you know, the version prior to the finished production that George Martin adds, working with John. So I thought it might be really interesting to hear just a little bit from the Beatles anthology of the basic tracks for I Am the Walrus. We'll hear a little bit of that, and then we'll roll into the full recording. John Lennon and the Beatles. I Am the Walrus.
City policeman sitting pretty little policeman in a Mr. Feinstein, I've seen you. Edmund Allen Johnson. Keep your knife upon the British border.
There were rules you never told me.
Arrive at BBC House.
What do you want?
We have been granted permission, oh wise one.
pass in peace.
Christmas time is here again.
An audition will be held at 10 a.m. Wednesday the 1st in the Fluffy Rehearsal Room. Bring your own.
I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 o'clock. It's 45 degrees, and this is 90.5 FM, WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. Award-winning community radio, volunteer power.